Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's always a delight to have you here on the show. I say that all the time, and it's because I truly mean it. For those of you who have been with me for a long time, especially those of you who have been with me since day one, oh, I just love, 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 love you, and I extend virtual hugs to you. I really do. And for those of you who have been with me for a long time on this journey, you mean so much to me. Thank you so much. And it's always a delight to have you here. And I say it all the time. I just want to say thank you. I do not take the time that you take out of your schedule. I don't take that for granted. I really don't, because you could be doing other things. And I just don't take that for granted. So thank you so much. And for those who may be new, we do our best to bring programming as it relates to business on this show. Some of the topics that we talk about can extend also into your home. We talk about branding. We discuss sales-related things, pricing. We talk about leadership development. We talk about time management, which is really huge. We also talk about social media, digital marketing, tips for your website. And we also talk about relationships on this show. I enjoy discussing relationships because I think having a really good understanding of relationships and different types of personalities, the different motivators, things that motivate people, I think that's very important. But I also think it's important to treat people the way you want to be treated. And in our society today, sometimes it's very, very difficult to find that. It's very difficult to find chivalry. It's difficult to find people who truly, truly live by the golden rule. So, yes, relationships are important, especially with your staff, your team, your clients, with your vendors, with people that you deal with on a regular basis, with your stakeholders. It's very important that you know how to treat people. And if you don't know how to, or you're not sure if you're doing it quite right, just listen to the show. We discuss that. Also, I just want to thank you so much for being patient with us today. We had a slight delay here today, so thank you so much for your patience with that. For those of you who tried to tune in right on time, thank you so much. But we are here. We are right here. And, again, I'm just delighted to have you with me right now. Well, today we are going to, I'm just going to share a couple things with you today. Hey, I tell you, it's unbelievable that I find myself having to even talk about this. But I want to talk about it. For those of you who are business owners, for those of you who own businesses, you sell products and you deal with customers, you deal with clients, I'm finding myself having to, based on some things that people have been sharing with me, I just hate that I have to have a discussion about ethics actually business ethics. And it's a shame that I have to come on a radio show and talk to business owners about business ethics. But that's what we're going to talk about today. So when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about business ethics right here. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and today I'm finding it necessary to do a topic on business ethics. Yeah. That's what we're talking about today, business ethics. And usually I will give a word for the week. Well, my word for the week is in my topic. Ethics. Ethics. And what does the word ethics mean, or ethics mean? Moral principles that govern a person's behavior or the conducting of an activity. Branch of knowledge that deals with moral principles. Moral principles. And if that wasn't too clear to you, in its simplest terms, ethics is concerned with what is good for individuals and society. Hopefully, tending towards doing things that are good, positive. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. And the reason that I decided to talk about it today was because, as many of you know, at this particular time and in this country's history, we're going through quite a bit right now. There's a lot happening today. And because of the things that are happening, because of the things that are taking place, people.
People. Are concerned. And I'm hoping that you can hear me.
People are really concerned, and I'm hoping that you can hear me. Just be patient with us. People are really concerned, and people are scared. There are a lot of people that are scared right now because of what's happening with the health of people, what's happening with the economy, what's happening with supply and demand, what's happening with the markets right now. People are very concerned. And because people are concerned and people are scared, people are making decisions that may not necessarily be the best decisions financially for themselves and their families. And when you have people or society, a huge population of people that are fearful, making purchases for fear, spending money because of fear, there's always a group of people or businesses that see it as an opportunity to be profitable. And when companies get advantage of those who may be weak financially or who may be in need, or if the supply for something is low and you price gouge, it's a disgrace to our profession. And so I wanted to just remind business owners, entrepreneurs, management teams, staff, that when we are in a state of affairs as we are currently, there's some things you need to remind yourself of. And I want to talk about some of the principles of ethics that I think people forget during times like these, not just businesses, but sometimes communities of faith, sometimes nonprofit organizations look to benefit from people. So keep in mind, when things like this happen in society, somebody's making money. Someone is making money at the expense of someone's hurt, at the expense of someone losing their job, at the expense of people who are in need of food, water, shelter. So a few things I just want to remind you about. The first thing is honesty. Being honest as a business owner, as a store, as a service station, as a dispenser of goods, pharmaceuticals, being honest with everyday people. When people see that you're being honest and you're really doing your best to help, they start to trust your company because you're doing your best to be honest and you're doing your best to be upfront and truthful and candid with people. Most people, especially during times of crisis, appreciate that. If you are an executive of a company, of a store, of a business, being ethical, being an ethical executive means that you don't deceive your clients. You don't try to price gouge your clients or customers. You don't try to misrepresent things and facts or overstate what you can and cannot do simply to make money. If you're purposefully giving misinformation or giving people the wrong impressions about what you can and cannot do, you should correct that misunderstanding as soon as you can. Integrity. Integrity. If you run a business or if you're the president, CEO of a business, having integrity means you're going to do your best to maintain the highest level of trust between your staff, your team, and your customers. Sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do. Sometimes it may look like you're going to lose money at the expense of your integrity. You may lose out on some things as a result of you doing your best to maintain a high level, a personal level of integrity, despite the pressure that you may be feeling to do something different. And a lot of business owners, those who run companies right now and provide things that people need, are sacrificing their honor and their integrity to make a buck. But not only that, caring for people. It used to be people truly cared. Not everybody. But businesses tended to try their best to do things for people as a way of caring for them and showing that they care by providing things that they need at reasonable prices. When you truly care for your clients and you truly care for your staff and your team, you're going to do your best to reach goals where everybody can win, where it's a win-win for everybody. You don't want to cause extra undue harm to people, meaning you don't want people to have to spend so much more on this product or that product than they did before, putting them in an adverse situation. Or if you realize that, you know, you are a mortgage company and people are going through right now and they can't pay their mortgage, taking the time to come up with ways to help people during those times of crisis is in your power to do it. Caring for people during time of crisis, not just looking out for yourself as a business owner. Even though you're in a position where you could do it, you wouldn't do it because of your ethics, your business ethics, and respecting people, obeying the law. And sometimes laws, and I'm going to just have to say, sometimes laws aren't always a great law, so you really have to sometimes depend on your moral ethics and standards, because there have been laws that have been in place that were just wrong. But above all else, being a leader with morals and holding yourself accountable to a higher standard and providing excellence in what you do, delivering the highest quality of service and products at prices that people can afford. And even sometimes you may give stuff away because you see that there's a need. That's what caring executives and business owners, CEOs, managers do. Sometimes you may just have to give things away because you see someone in need. Because a lot of business owners, a lot are in great financial positions. You're doing well, and if the world just went bust, you would be fine, but everybody's not in that situation. And I'm going to share this with you. There are laws and principles within this universe that have been here since time began. One of them being what goes around comes around. One of them being do unto others as you would have them do unto you or to your mother or to your child. And during these times, move us to show that we can be caring and that we can live by high principles of ethics, business ethics, moral ethics in times like these. And trust me. Yeah, you may, your bottom line, your revenue, you may lose a little bit there. But the joy of doing for others in time of need, in time of crisis, outweighs all of that. When the people are more important than the process, when the people are more important than your profits, that's true management. That's true leadership. And I guarantee you, when you start taking a look more into the needs of people and not just being selfish, oh my goodness, there is so much that comes to you as a result of it. There really is. I've seen it. It has happened in my life over and over and over again. The benefits far outweigh the profits. My dad told me when I was younger, he said, you know what, babe, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. Well, I'm encouraging you to surround yourself by people who have high standards of ethics. Because their lives are so much more fulfilled as a result of being great managers because of their high standards of excellence and morals and ethics. I just want to say thank you so much for joining me. It has been a delight. This is Sharon, and I hope that you will join me next week as we continue to pray for our country, our people, and everyone will be safe, but more importantly than that, they will have their connection, their truth, their right to the higher power. This is Sharon. Have a wonderful week.